Good morning. It's 7:58 on May the 9th, 2017. No, it's May the 8th. It's May the 8th. It's Monday, May the 8th. Yesterday was May the 7th. It was a Sunday. It was a wonderful afternoon at Weldworks Brewery with the High Plains Library District and a room full of crazy people. And it was actually a lot of fun. It was much more fun than I expected it would be. There were pieces of it that were about as lame as I expected it to be. I was the only author that showed up and didn't bring in a box of books to display beside my name. I had them in the car. I sent my elder out to fetch the titles that I wanted to. I wanted to use when I found how the day was going to go. I didn't bring the whole box. I don't have a lot of books. My inventory is very, very low right now. I need to order some because I need them for Colorado Gold. So I broke 20,000 last night on the new book, 20,000 words. Target is 100,000, so in theory I'm a fifth of the way through. Of course that depends entirely on how long the story takes to tell. But in theory, we're just about coming up on the end of the first act. Target for the day is 4,000. With any luck, I'll get 5. It's early yet. I have to go home and make breakfast because I am a tad on the peckish side. And I have to tell you, it was difficult being in a brewery and not being able to drink beer. I had a very mediocre cup of jasmine tea that gave my fingers something to do. Give me something to drink, and it wasn't particularly good, so I didn't get through it very fast. But we had fun. I talked to some people, talked to several people. We gave away a lot of books, not mine necessarily, but the district had boxes. Or what would have been cases of books. They were all arranged on library carts. So, if you had a ticket, you could go and trade a ticket for a book. And they gave every author 10 tickets to hand out to whomever they wanted. And I was left with 9 of the 10 at the end of the afternoon. And because we were playing trivia games, and we won a bunch of tickets, I wound up with way more than 9. I think we left about 20 tickets on the table for people to take and use as they wanted. But it was a fun afternoon. It was a fun break. It's always interesting to have one of my kids with me, because they get to see a side of me that isn't dad. And I think it's kind of cool. So I'm walking fast. I'm trying to get home. I fixed one breakfast already this morning, and I promised my wife that I wouldn't make a lot of delicious aromas in the kitchen until she's had a chance to actually wake up, so they don't wake her up and she can get a good night's sleep. But with any luck, she'll be awake when I get back, because opening the garage, starting the car, rolling it out, that makes a lot of noise. And when closing a kitchen cabinet is enough noise to wake her up, I'm pretty sure she'll be awake when I get back. So I've been up since 5. I've had to get the kid up at 6. So cats woke me up at 5 o'clock. I didn't try to go back to sleep. I just stayed up and caught up on some of the correspondence. I need to go check for new typo reports. New ones come in all the time. There was one about El Dorado being spelled as one word that a reader has taken exception to, and I understand it. It was actually my choice to use the one word El Dorado instead of the two word legendary city of gold. And I'm going to stand by that choice. I'm not going to change it to El Dorado, the two word proper name spelling. Oh, that reminds me, I promised I would send Podium an updated copy yesterday, and then with the excitement of the Books and Brews event, I forgot it last night. I'll have to do it this morning. I'm looking for my science fiction newsletter from Amazon this morning. Sometime today they should be sending it out. And we'll see if Fire made it onto the hot list. Should. This morning I'm up at 150-something, 154, I think. Which was just slightly less than my glucose level this morning. So that's good. So yeah, I was good. I was going to get a 5-ounce beer. They have tasters for their various beers. And you can get a 5-ounce taster. And given that a 12-ounce beer is about two servings of allowed carbs, I figure a 5-ounce taster would have been just about one carb serving. Which would have been good. If they'd had something protein-rich I could have eaten with it, I probably would have done that. It's a cool place, though. They encourage people to bring in food. They encourage people to bring in their own entertainment to hang out in their parlor, as it were. And it's a nice place. It's got a lot of ambiance, it's got a lot of character. It's an old, old building on the main drag in Greeley, so it was quite delightful. Parking was easy. I had fun. I took 3 or 4 hours out yesterday and had So in a couple of weeks, I'm heading off to Baltimore. The Weston Insider or something, Harborside, or I forget now. Hyatt. I don't even remember what the name of the hotel is. I'll have to get an itinerary for my phone when I get ready to go. I'm not flying Spirit Airways this year. After the last time, say it with me, Monk Post. After the last time I went to Balticon and it took me 26 hours for an 8-hour flight. Yeah, and they've kind of burned my bridge. It is cheaper, but the cost in time is more than I'm willing to incur. So I'm flying Southwest. We'll cross that bear when we get to it, I guess. But it's a couple weeks away, the end of the month. Today is the 8th. So, yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks and a couple days. It'll be fun to catch up with people again. I haven't seen so many of them in so long. It's hard. It's like, oh, I know you. Who are you again? And it turns out somebody that I talk to on Facebook all the time. Somebody I talk to on Twitter all the time. It's like, oh, you should fix your icon so it looks like you. You should fix your avatar so I know what you look like. But a chance to get together with all the East Coast gang. I don't know if Lucy's going to make it down from Quebec. I don't know. I keep seeing names pop up, but a lot of the names that are popping up are saying, we're not going to be able to make it this year, so. Probably not going to see Command Line, probably not going to see Dre. Probably not going to see Heather Williver. But we probably will see Jared and JR. Probably see Brand Gamblin and Allier. I'm at that point in the walk where the knots behind my shoulder blades start kicking in and burning. And the cord on my headset is wound around my hand, so every time I swing my arms, it pulls. So, yeah. This morning. It's Monday. Should be a 5K day. I have to pick up the kid at 1, which is lunchtime-ish. So I'll be breaking it for lunch. Be breaking for meditation probably mid-morning. Be having my breakfast here. Cleaning up for the next hour after I get home, which is just about 7-8 minutes away now. the birds are singing, the flowers are blossoming. There are a lot of pleasant aromas in the air of growing things, green stuff. There's a lot of thin cloudiness. Really diffuse cirrostratus, it looks like. Right above me, it is a little bit less off to the north. Back over the mountains, there's not very much. There's a fairly substantial cloud deck down the south. I don't know which way it's moving. It could be coming up the Front Range. It could be headed out over the plains. I don't know. See if I can push this pace a bit. Weeds, a lot of the weeds are starting to flower. The grass in the field is coming up green. A lot of the old brown dead grass from last year is starting to sort of subside. There's a lot of these little purple flowers in the grass here this morning. Occasional milkweed. I saw a milkweed that was just at dawn yesterday when I was doing the early walk. It had grown up and gone to seed, but it was right on the edge of the grass. And so its shadow was on the concrete sidewalk. The image, I almost took a picture, the image of that, the shadow of the dandelion all gone to seed, the seeds showing as a halo around the end of the dandelion's shadow. It was quite striking. Right now, I wish I'd taken a picture because I'm pretty sure, like most things, it was do it now or don't do it ever. I have to keep that in mind. Yeah, it wasn't that many minutes after all, but here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.